This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. The program's your connection to local music and more. And on the show, we're going to be introducing, I suspect, to virtually all of our listeners, as a new talent, the 15-year-old Crofton Coleman, who's a vocalist, also plays the trumpet, but primarily with us as a vocalist, playing with his dad, Barrington Coleman, who teaches voice at the University of Illinois and also directs the UI Men's Glee Club, and also a couple of members of a trio, sort of jazzy trio. And they'll be performing live in our studio and during most of the show. Later on, we will talk with Richard Rossi, who is director of orchestral and choral activities at Eastern Illinois University in Charleston, about their performance of Handel's Messiah this coming Sunday. And we'll hear a couple of samples from there. Hope you enjoy the show. It's Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. So we're experiencing the magic of live radio here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Sorry for the delay in getting this portion of the program started. We are having a keyboard problem in our studio, which we think we have resolved, and we will find out before too long. I'm Kevin Kelly. This is Live and Local, and on the show today we would like to introduce to you Crofton Coleman, who is all of 15 years old, and he's in the studio with his dad, Barrington, and in the midst of all of this business, I forgot to write down for certain the names of the other guys of the trio. Chris Jones is the bass player, and our drummer today is
Jonathan Houston.
Jonathan Houston, and we thank you all very much for coming in. It's a sort little bit of a pickup trio. It's not your regular trio, Barrington, I think. But I had a chance a while ago to hear a sample recording of Crofton singing, which I rather liked, and I wrote to Barrington and said, "Hey, why don't we have him sing in the show?" So, why don't we have him sing in the show?
Let's do it.
What do you want to start with?
Heart of the Matter. It's a song by older people, but the version I heard was from India. Or, you know,
by older people? What exactly do you mean by that?
Other people did it before.
Oh, okay, fine.
I didn't want to give Don Henley people. So.
Here we go.
I got the call today. I didn't want to hear, but I knew that it would come. An old true friend of ours was talking on the phone. He said, "You found someone." And I thought of all the bad luck, all the changes we've been through, how I lost me and you lost. What are all these voices outside love's open doors that make us throw off our contentment and beg for something more? I've been learning to live without you now, but I miss you sometimes. And the more I know, the less I understand. And all the things I thought I'd figured out, I have to learn again. So I tried to get down to the heart of the matter, but my will gets weak and my thoughts seem to scatter. But I think it's about forgiveness, forgiveness. Even if you don't love me anymore. Times are so uncertain, there's a yearning undefined, and people filled with rage. We all need a little tenderness. How can love survive in such a graceless age? And the peace and self-assurance that lead to happiness are the very things we kill, I guess. Pride and certainty, cannot fill these empty arms in the world we put between us. You know it doesn't keep us warm. I've been trying to get down to the heart of the matter, but my will gets weak and my thoughts seem to scatter. But I think it's about forgiveness. Forgiveness, even if you don't love me anymore. Life you counted on, they let you down, they hurt your pride. You gotta put it all behind you, cause the life goes on. Keep carrying that anger, it'll eat you up inside. I've been trying to get down to the heart of the matter, but my will gets weak and my thoughts seem to scatter. But I think it's about forgiveness. Forgiveness, even if you don't love me.
Crofton Coleman performing with Barrington Coleman on the keyboards, Chris Jones on the bass, Jonathan Houston on drums, live in our studio here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, a Don Henley tune called Heart of the Matter. That was the older person I think you were referring to earlier. And I should have mentioned earlier that the music that we were playing while we were messing around with the keyboard cables and so on was actually a brand new disc that I just was sent the other day with duets between guitarists Tommy Emmanuel and Frank Vignola, a new disc called Just Between Frets. And I'm really looking forward to hearing the rest of that one. I thought that would be a nice intro to Crofton here. So, Crofton, when did you discover you could sing?
I've just been messing around with it ever since I was born, so.
Well, it's beginning with wailing out of the womb and...
Well, that and... When I was really, really young, my dad used to go up to Chicago with my grandparents to their church, and there used to be a small little choir, kids' choir, and I'd sing in that. And apparently I sang a lead a couple times. I don't even remember it, but I was always jumping around up there.
So. Whether you meant to be singing lead or not, you sort of took it over, maybe?
I guess. Yeah. I guess I did.
And are you involved at a church choir now? You sing
in
a church now?
I'm not in a church choir now, but... I sing whenever I get the chance. So.
And what kind of opportunities do you get at school?
I sing at the talent show, and whenever else they ask me to, I do so.
And you're at the High School of St. Thomas More in Champaign.
Yes, sir, I am.
Yeah, we just had... Did you sing in the Madrigals? Are you singing in the Madrigals?
Actually, I play trumpet in that tonight.
So. Oh, do you? Yeah. Well, we'll give another pitch for them because we had a bunch of the Madrigal singers who were on the show here.
Oh, cool.
Was it earlier this week? Last week? I've already lost track.
Yeah, now's the season.
Yeah, this is it. And those performances are tonight at 7 o'clock. Doors open, I think, at 6:30, and then, or maybe even at 6, and then tomorrow also. Mm-hmm. Are you doing a Sunday performance of the Madrigals?
I don't believe so.
Friday and Saturday. At St. Thomas More High School in Champaign. Barrington Coleman, you're maybe along with your wife, the guys who gave Crofton the gift, because you both sing. In fact, you usually sing with your trio.
Yes, yeah. So that's one of the reasons that this is such a special treat for me, to get someone else in on the scene. It's really fun to work with Crofton. One of the things he mentioned was his early start, and actually we remember his start on campus. We were involved in a production, or the campus production, of Gianni Schicchi a while back, a Puccini opera, where one of the voices of the young Gherardino, a little fella running around the stage and stealing part of the scene, that would have been Crofton at that time. And then much later, he was involved in the School of Drama in their play, the production of A Raisin in the Sun. So those were some early stepping stones, and it's fun to pass that on and to see that coming from another generation.
Crofton, do you feel at all intimidated by your parents' vocal success, or do you feel inspired? Do you feel pressured? Any or all of the above? Or none?
Probably all in a strange mix.
Yeah.
I really, it doesn't seem too intimidating to me, though, because they're my parents, and I enjoy doing it, and it's cool when I get to do it with them, so.
Do you get to do it with them very often?
I get to play with my dad a lot. My mom gets to teach me sometimes, so it's cool.
Yeah, well, you have a pretty good built-in vocal teacher there.
I do, really.
Yeah, she is internationally traveled opera singer. And did you know that I knew your mom when I was in college?
She told me that.
Yeah.
She told me you used to
Cynthia Heyman is her name, and she's also in faculty at the University of Illinois, and I won't tell a rather hilarious story about her assessment of my hair at the time. But
that's probably the story you were recalling, right, Croft?
Yes,
something about my hair in an afro, which if you saw it now would be pretty incredible to imagine when I was a freshman. But this is not about me today. This is about you guys. I know you got a bunch of songs, and I think we're going to have a duet a little later.
Perhaps, yeah.
I want to hear that one. So let's say for sure.
Okay.
How about that?
I'm
putting in my request.
Excellent.
But what do we have next?
Little James Taylor. Speaking of a guitarist and singer, another old one, but a great standard.
Fire and Rain.
Fire and Rain.
Yeah.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I woke up this morning and I wrote down this song. Just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Down upon me, Jesus, you gotta help me make a stand. Make it any other way. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I gotta see me through another day. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Walk my mind through an easy time, my back turned against the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Tons of time spent on a telephone line, talking about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. thought I'd see you one more time again. Always thought I'd see you one more time, babe. Thought I'd see you one more time before you left me all alone. One more time, baby, come see me. But I always thought that I'd see you.
Nicely done. Now, you're taking me back, if I'm remembering my chronology right, I think you're taking me back to my high school days with that song. James Taylor, Fire and Rain, Crofton Coleman, the vocalist, here live in our studio on Live and Local on FM 90.9 with a trio of Barrington Coleman, Chris Jones, and Jonathan Eustace. Our program today on FM 90.9 is made possible in part with support from Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, presenting audiences with an exciting January schedule of events featuring the Moscow Festival Ballet, Kronos Quartet with Wu Man, and Michael Rouse. More information can be found at krannertcenter.com. Crofton, another question for you. You've had some nice experiences with the New England Music Camp in Maine for several years. Were you focusing on singing or trumpet or piano or some combination of those?
Oh, for a long time I was just, because I was much younger when we first went, I was just going with my dad and watching, and I eventually got to, because we stayed in cabins while we were there, and the person who was in the cabin across from us was a trumpet player, and he was a friend of the family, so one day we were messing around, he said, oh, why don't you try playing trumpet? So I did, and I liked it, and he taught me how to start, and from there I just started going. So as I started going back, I started playing trumpet while I was there.
So that thing was a little more trumpet. Mm-hmm. What sort of some of the experiences you've had vocally outside of school? Some
vocally,
besides the couple that your dad mentioned with the opera here at the university.
Well, last summer I went with a talent fusion thing, and I sang, and I got to actually record one song. Love Passed My Way, and also basically as far as my singing goes, I practice a lot, and also I spend a lot of time in the shower, like on weekends and stuff, all the time.
Yeah.
I turn the shower off sometimes. I just stay in there for a couple hours.
I was going to ask if you take extra long showers and it gives you good practice time. Maybe, you know, depending on how far you decide to pursue this singing thing, you may find that's the best place to practice. And you'll be very clean, too.
Oh, yeah.
Songs like Fire and Rain, you know, that have very famous recordings of them. I mean, all of these you picked, you know, somebody has made famous one way or another. Do you learn them from listening to the record? Do you try to copy the style? Do you do that first and then make it your own later? What's your have a process?
I listen to it a lot. I try to listen to it as much as I can. And
the recording or different recordings?
All kinds of recordings. I've heard of different versions, different types. And then from there, it kind of just becomes what you make it as long as you put yourself into it.
Do you have to do anything special to make sure you put yourself into it and to push out somebody else's style?
Eventually it gets to a point where you stop listening to the recordings and you practice by yourself, for me. And I practice a lot, and I sing it till I feel satisfied with it.
So you sort of become, the song becomes yours at some level. What's next?
Love Passed My Way.
This is the one I think that I heard in the demo that your dad sent me. It's Crofton Coleman singing with Barrington Coleman and his pickup trio of the day. You both are students at the University of Illinois?
Yep, we're both jazz studies students.
Mm-hmm. Great. Chris Jones on the bass and Jonathan Eustace on the drums. Live in our studio on FM 90.9.
Love passed my way and left a path of moments for a new day. Its mystic charms changed boring old sights to wondrous delights. Yes, love passed my way. It waved its magic wand and dreams had their day. They laughed and danced to music revived. Yes, dreams can survive with love. With you, yes, you, love happens. I laugh and dream again. With you, yes, you, love wakens. That lie within. Now what to do? I've tasted all the good times love brought with you. The memory will last in some way. Pictures will say love passed my way. With you, yes, you, love happens. I laugh and dream again. With you, yes, you, love wakens. All the joys that lie within. Now what to do? I've tasted all the good times love brought with you. The memories will last in some way. Pictures will say love passed my way.
Tuned by Al Patrone, Love Passed My Way. Was he the composer or was he the performer that
time? Composer on that one.
Crofton Coleman here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Do you have some favorite singers?
Oh, yes. Donny Hathaway, Stevie Wonder. Those are my top tops.
Who's your next tier?
My next, let's see. Gosh. I like Roberta Flack. I thought she was good. Who else? I liked Michael when he was young, the Jackson 5. That was pretty cool.
Not so much as he got older?
As he got older, he changed, you know, pop stuff. That was pretty cool, too, though. Yeah. I still, of course, love that stuff. And I like to listen to all kinds of music, though. I like all sorts of music.
Yeah. What do you see yourself doing in, I don't know, 4, 5, 6, 7 years?
4, 5, 6, 7 years.
Meaning sometime after college?
After college.
I guess that would be about 7 years.
Well, yeah, I figure I have a lot more time to practice intensively and just practice all the time and get perform whenever I get the chance, whenever people let me. I like to dance too, so I'd probably like work on my dancing skills and stuff.
So you could end up being the next Michael Jackson, maybe.
Possibly.
Combine the singing and the dancing, and
it's a good possibility.
But do you? I mean, do you have in mind at this point you want to end up singing in some way or another, or that you might that be singing, part of your life, or you don't know yet?
Oh, I hope definitely be part of my life. Also, I like to act too, acting and stuff. So
you've got a lot of things to try out.
Oh, definitely.
Before you kind of make up your mind, I guess. You don't have to make up your mind. You're only 15. You know, Crofton's all 15. What grade does that make you?
Sophomore in high school.
Sophomore, and you also play the trumpet. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9, and we're pleased to introduce our listeners to Crofton Coleman. And what do we have next?
Speaking of trumpet, and want to do a little bit of a...
What's going on?
Marvin Gaye.
Okay.
I think that will feature some vocals and some trumpet playing as well.
You brought the trumpet along, and we might as well let you play it.
I guess so.
Barrington Coleman's on keyboards, Chris Jones on bass, and John Eustace on drums.
Brother, brother, there's too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to get some love in here today. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. Not the answer, 'cause only love can conquer. You know we've got to find a way to get some love in here today, yeah. Picket line and picket sign, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see what's going on, what's going on, what's going on, what's going on, says we're wrong. Oh, but who they judge us simply 'cause our hair is long. You know we've got to find a way to get some love in here today, yeah. Picket line and picket sign, punish me with brutality, no. Just talk to me so you can see what's going on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's going on? Thank you.
Have we lost our keyboard again? We're back.
Last
it disappeared for a second. tuned by Marvin Gaye, What's Going On? Crofton Coleman on the vocals and the trumpet, with Barrington Coleman on the keyboards, Chris Jones on the bass, and John Eustace on the drums. And you're hearing them live on Live and Local. Coming up in just a few minutes, conversation with Richard Rossi, who conducts the orchestra and choir in Handel's Messiah this Sunday at Eastern Illinois University in Charleston. That'll be a 4 o'clock performance, and we'll talk with Richard about that a little bit. And I really want to hear that duet.
Wonderful.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
What have you got?
Can't think of a better time than now.
Yeah. Right.
Another James
Taylor.
It's
your last chance.
That's right. It's a favorite. And it's fun to do this one with Crofton. You've Got a Friend.
Getting music in the proper order here.
Yeah. Here we go.
Down and troubled, and you need a helping hand, and nothing can turn out right. Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest nights. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah. You got a friend.
If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind, it should begin to blow. Keep your head together and call my name out loud, and soon I will be knocking upon your door.
Just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah. You got a friend. Hey, ain't it good to know that you got a friend? People can be so cold, yeah. They'll hurt you and desert you, take your soul if you let them, yeah, but just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, yeah, see you again. When spring, summer, or fall. All you got to do is call, and I'll be there. Got a friend,
I'll be there with you.
You got a friend, yeah.
All you gotta do is call.
You got a friend.
You got a friend.
You got a friend, yeah.
You got a friend.
Everybody else put you down, I'll be there.
I'll be with you. You got a friend.
Call my name out loud, yeah. You got a friend.
James Taylor's You've Got a Friend with Crofton and Barrington Coleman on the vocals, Barrington on the keyboard, the crotchety keyboard deciding to fade in and out at will, and Chris Jones, our bassist, John Eustace, drummer, live in our studios here on Live and Local. Good luck in whatever you decide to attempt next, Crofton. And if you got any gigs, let us know about them.
Thank you, I will.
And thanks out to everybody for coming on the show today.
Thanks so much for the honor.
Thanks for having us.
Pleasure. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. Those are the opening vocal moments from Handel's Messiah, which you will hear, can hear, on Sunday night at 4 o'clock, performed by the Eastern Illinois Symphony Orchestra and Eastern Illinois University Symphony Orchestra and Concert Choir under the direction of Richard Rossi. And that will be at 4 o'clock at the Dowden Fine Arts Center in the Dvorak Concert Hall Sunday afternoon. And I had a conversation yesterday with Richard Rossi about that program, and I asked him, out of curiosity, how many times he's actually conducted or performed this piece.
Oh, wow, I never even thought about that. I would say probably at least 6-7 times, maybe. You know, and then, of course, there's also the church settings where I've done portions of it, so that's, like, way more. So, yikes. It's been many times, as a matter of fact. Also, I've also, you know, sung as a countertenor solo as well. So there's just been a variety of settings in which I've either performed, conducted, sung, or as a soloist. So.
And so what do you think there is about this piece that compels people to come back to it all the time, aside from the fact that it has gotten its associations with the two big Christian holidays, Christmas and Easter?
You know, I was just thinking about that this morning with my students when I was emailing them about a couple of things. And I feel strongly that the style of, you know, the contrast from going from a solo to a chorus, and both stylistically and even with the text, is so enrapturing. I mean, it's hard not to stay attuned. And because there's never a dull moment. And at the moment when you think that it might, oh, it's just going to continue, all of a sudden he surprises you with something. So I think, and I, of course, being in English for our tradition and in America as well, it's just, you know, it's accessible for that reason. So it's a story that is entwined within music with a variety of styles. Also, as a soloist, you know, if you're a singer, it's sort of nice to say, oh, let's see what they're going to do, because every soloist sings different embellishments if they use them. And it's sort of, so it's always fresh in a way. It's different.
Do you want to talk at all, since you've mentioned embellishments, about the approach you guys are taking as far as peer performance practice goes?
Sure. You know, because you know I love early music and I do a lot of it. The students, especially the chorus, detailed articulations as far as more detached sound. It's about lightness and not heaviness, and it's a hierarchy of weight and space. And the nice thing about the rehearsals that we've been able to do now that we're in the new Doudna is I'm using my top choir. So there's about 44 singers and the chamber orchestra. So it's you hear the melismas. They're very articulate, very clean. But the nice thing about a rehearsal setting for us is we have to rehearse in two spaces. We rehearse in the choral jazz room, which is a little bit of a drier space. But on every other day, we get to rehearse in the recital hall. Matter of fact, you heard that. When you were here, it's beautiful space, it's reverberant, it's warm, and it really helps us to achieve, to see if the articulation is going to be clean in an environment or an acoustical, what you say, room that might be more, what would have been common for them to have performed in cathedrals and churches and et cetera. So it really helps the students to understand about weight and space and lightness, so that you can really hear it, because I said, okay, sing it this way, sing it heavy. I mean, you can't hear anything, you know. So having a space to work in order to approach these types of articulations really helps a lot. And then as far as the orchestra is concerned, you know, ensemble playing in orchestra does not use vibrato in this period. I mean, it's pretty strict about that. I mean, of course, that was part of my dissertation. But the not using vibrato on instruments, and therefore the tuning has to be pristine. I also have both the harpsichord and the portative organ tuned to a setting that is more justified. It's probably a little bit more too heady for the listener right now, but it's a Kimberger setting that was easier for tuning without vibrato and with singers.
How large an orchestra are you using?
We're only using, let me see, 6 violin 1, 6 2s, 5 violas, 5 celli, and 1 bass. And then, of course, the 2 trumpets and the 2 oboes. And we sit in a Baroque formation, so most people are familiar with the modern seating. So basically what we do is we take the violin 2s and switch them with the celli so that the harpsichord and the low string are right in front of me. It's the core of the orchestra.
So you've got the violins arrayed across the front of the stage.
Yeah, they're like antiphonal, yeah. Which really the effect of the overture really brings that out. You know, bum bum bada bum. You know, that back and forth. You can really hear it better when the violins are split up.
Yeah, that's one of those things that it would be interesting to demonstrate to a listener in the setting. You know, but of course nobody has the luxury to reseat the whole string section to say, now this is what it would sound like if we did it in the modern way. This is what it sounds like if we have them set up the way you're going to have them. And how about the choir? Small choir, big choir?
Oh, no, it's about 44 singers, and it's our top choir here at Eastern. Matter of fact, it's probably going to be my most exciting Messiah I've done. They're set up, they're mixed, but they're mixed like on the left side, looking at them, soprano, bass, soprano, bass, soprano, bass next to each other, and alto, tenor next to each other on the other side. I was thinking about doing SATB, but and they prefer that. You know, they like to sing mixed all the time. But the melismas are a little bit harder to get clean if they're too far apart from each other.
The melismas are those things where you have a whole bunch of notes on one syllable.
Long running notes, yeah. Like, you know.
For unto
just
exactly. Oh, go on forever.
Forever. Yeah. Believe it or not, the funny thing is we sort of joke about it. I think the most difficult chorus is the one with the most ironic title. His yoke is easy and his burden is light.
And it's a very hard chorus to sing.
I think it is the hardest. And yeah. I always wonder if he was sort of trying to be funny about that, because it is so difficult.
I'll bet you he was.
I think so too. It's not only difficult in the technically, melismatically, that we just talked about those long melismas. He also has a 32nd in the melisma, a very fast note. But also, the entrances are so sporadic that each singer has to figure out how to get their entrance note from something else, either from another singer or from the orchestra. And so it's very, very difficult trying to get some entrances.
Who are your soloists for this performance?
Well, I'm following the Handel tradition, and I'm, all my soloists are from the chorus, graduate students and undergraduate students, with the exception of one. We have a new voice faculty member here, Jay Ivey, wonderful, wonderful bass baritone voice. And Mark Degote, now Dr. Degote, is going to play piccolo trumpet on The Trumpet Shall Sound.
Right, so that's...
So he's going to enter in right before we do Worthy is the Lamb.
Yeah, and I've heard Jay Ivey. He really is a fine singer.
Oh, he's wonderful. He's a wonderful colleague, too. Both of them are.
Good. Well, it sounds like it should be a wonderful time for anybody who loves the Messiah, as I do, and obviously you do, to have done it so many times.
Very much.
And are you doing the whole thing or the Christmas portion or
we're
what?
Doing most of the Christmas portion, and we're doing three choruses from part two and two choruses from part three, which includes, of course, the big finale, Worthy is the Lamb, with the big Amen fugue.
Good. So you're giving everybody a good sample of the
right.
of the full
yes.
of the full thing.
Exactly.
And that's at 4 o'clock on Sunday.
Yes, it is, this Sunday, yeah.
Do you have a favorite chorus from Messiah?
I really love Since My Man Came Death, and my graduate is conducting that. I have, like, three grads who are conducting some of it as well. But I also like Behold the Lamb of God. That's a nice one, but I really love the final chorus, Worthy is the Lamb, with the fugue. And it's really a difficult fugue, and I spend endless hours on writing articulations for it.
Well, I hope it all comes together extraordinarily well.
Well, we had a good rehearsal last night, and we have our final rehearsal Friday, and we will be ready to go on Sunday.
And that's at 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon at the Dvorak Concert Hall at the Doudna Fine Arts Center on the campus of Eastern Illinois University in Charleston. Conductor Richard Rossi leading the Eastern Symphony Orchestra and Concert Choir in that performance. And while we won't have time to play Richard's favorite chorus from Messiah, we will get to do have time to play the one that he said is ironically difficult, given the text. It's the final chorus of part one of Handel's Messiah. His yoke is easy, his burden is light, on Live and Local.